I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for Gales Rewind. St. Mary's fell to the San Diego State Aztecs 63-53 on Friday night in the opening game of the Jerry Colangelo Classic in downtown Phoenix. Down double digits following an Aztec run to start the second half, the Gales responded with a 13-3 run of their own to get to within one.
Pass the post for Toss. Back to the basket on Tomajic. Three fouls on three fouls. Backing down, gets the right hand hook, gets it to go. Center of the paint. Gales back into the front court, trailing by a nice pass from Toss. Topside to Kuzi, cutting down the right lane line, and Kuzi finishes the right hand off the window. The screen to the foul line, sends out to Mullins. Open, right side, three! Good for Jay Mullins! Tips through, lost the basketball. Jay it down, Marshallonis pokes it away. Foot race to the rim, and Marshallonis up and under. Scores off the window in transition. And Brian Dutcher needs a timeout. And the Gales are within one.
We hit some shots. We hit a couple threes. We were moving the ball pretty well, getting it from side to side. And then turnovers kill you. I mean, it gets us, you know, out of sorts a little bit defensively. You get the wrong matchups. So I thought they capitalized on that. First half, we did a pretty nice job defensively. Second half, we gave them threes. I mean, we gave them some open shots. They're guys that are shooters, and it was kind of the difference in the game. So, yeah, offensively, we struggled. We turned it over in the first half, missed some shots down the stretch. But that first stretch of that second half really, really killed us.
But after the San Diego State timeout, the St. Mary's offense fell quiet, while the Aztecs took control of the ball game at the free throw and three-point lines with eight straight to take a nine-point lead again.
Bradley topside three. No good, and a foul on Logan Johnson. Shooting the three, and Matt Bradley will have three free throws. Floated up, that's no good. Another offensive board. A rope outside for Seiko, rattles home a three. And back to a nine-point San Diego State lead.
Obviously, offensively, just looking at the stats is the turnovers, because I think we have good offensive players. We can generate good shots. We can get the right guys in the right spots. And then defensively, yeah. I thought we just had a few lapses where, you know, they made us pay. So we got to concentrate for 40 minutes and have a good effort for 40 minutes. I thought the first half we were good on D, and then came in after the second half and had some lapses. I thought today was one of our worst offensive nights as far as putting the ball in the basket, but we typically have been, we've been able to overcome some of that. But 13 games in, we got to just keep working. Our guys got to keep getting in the gym, and we have some obviously things to work on, which is why you want to play these games. They show you where your weaknesses are, and they help you get better. So a big week for us of practice and a tough game ahead with Missouri State. Yeah, we're looking forward to getting back to practice and kind of some tightening some things up. But I mean, 10-3, we're in a pretty good spot. Obviously, we didn't play as well as we would like tonight, but a lot to build on. Hopefully just keep working and get it done against Missouri State.
After a few days of practice, the Gales will return to action on Wednesday in Moraga, hosting Missouri Valley Conference contender Missouri State. Until then, I'm Alex Jensen, and you've been listening to Gales Rewind.